Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. Take me through the night.
Rick. Break down. Mr. Petty, bring this back. Mr. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of The On-Demand Brand. Rick, I need your website, please.
Yes, imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
All right, so check that out, and you'll see all the things that Rick does to help his customers, which of which you could become one. Okay, Rick, we're talking about the 10 best social media campaigns of the year. You gave us a couple earlier. Give us a couple more.
Sure. So real quickly,
just folks, let me say this. Folks, yeah. even though Rick may bring up some big brand names and you immediately might think, well, okay, I'm tuning that out because I can't be like those guys. It's not about money. It's not about brands. It's about the method that they use. The things, just think about what they're doing, not who's doing it. Right, Rick?
Absolutely. I mean, just in the example that we talked about before the break, the World Wildlife Fund with the Snapchat campaign, well, any company can look at any social platform.
And isn't that the beauty of social media? This is the leveling of the playing field. Whatever they can do, you can do maybe better.
Maybe better. And the important thing, too, for SMBs really to make sure they understand is that, you know, it's not like Facebook and Twitter are the only platforms out there. And I think, you know, many small businesses have just gotten onto those platforms. But really look at social platforms not just as a way to reach your target market, but also in how their very functionality might help drive home your message or your value proposition. We talked about, you know, WWF Snapchat campaign. Well, that could be used for any limited-time promotion, right? I mean, it's a limited-time video, you know, messaging platform. There's no reason any small business couldn't use it for a flash sale or upcoming, you know, promotions or deals. So there may be things unique to your business for in any platform. I know a number of companies that are starting to look at Periscope, for instance. Periscope is a platform that lets you do live, essentially broadcasts, to followers and, you know, contacts.
Let me say this, though, Rick, and I got to be honest with you. I'm gonna stand up for my folks here on this one.
Yeah.
There's so doggone many new platforms coming out every other day. I have to be honest with you, and I'm gonna channel my folks here. It's a little bit, at a minimum, intimidating, and at a minimum irritating, and at a maximum intimidating. All these different platforms that come out. We can't possibly know where to be. I mean, I remember, you know, I've been talking about this since before, long before there was social media, right? And, okay, well, you got to be on Facebook. Then you got to be on Twitter. You got to be on LinkedIn. Which one of those three should you be on? Pick two, right? Now, look, there's a new one coming out every day. How the heck do we know where to go? And it's just sort of maddening. About the time we get something going on LinkedIn or Facebook, here comes Snapchat or whatever, and we don't know what to do.
I know. There is not a marketer anywhere that doesn't face that at any size company. But, you know, like I say, in the on-demand brand, first rule is know thy customer. It's not important where everybody's at, which social platform folks are using. It matters where your key prospects and target audience is congregating. So none of the things that I mentioned here or any of these social platforms are meant to be, you know, hey, go do this. It's more, go find out where your customers are and be there.
If 100 new platforms come out and your customer profile, the people you do business with and the people you hope to do business with, are still on the ones we've always known about and maybe one more, then that's what you need to be, where you need to be, and the heck with the rest of them. However, you do have to keep up to make sure that over the next year they haven't moved over to one of the new ones, right?
Right. I mean, it is a constantly moving target. There are new platforms all the time. I always say, I literally just got an email from a new platform yesterday that's launching, and I was like, I just don't have time for another platform. You know, I'll have to check it out, see what it's all about, but you know, time will tell whether it's an important one for me to be on, and that's true for every business of every size.
Well, and these are the new expectations of customers, because they can jump around wherever they want to go, right? They can go try this out, try that out, and see what happens. And this is what I mean, Rick, and when I talk about the age of the customer's in control.
Absolutely.
And if you're not listening to them, they're gonna move on without you. All right, go ahead, one more.
Sure. So another great social campaign this year was our number two winner, Tom's Shoes. So it was their Without Shoes social campaign. Now, Tom's Shoes, literally small company, started. Literally was launched, I think probably about a decade ago less than a decade, about 6 years ago. The guy who started it, Blake Makowski, was famous for missing out on winning $1 million in the TV show The Amazing Race.
Oh, boy.
Well, he starts this company, Tom's Shoes. They're made for help. Tom's built his brand on donating a pair of shoes to needy children for every pair
of shoes. Oh, yeah.
And, no punk company's perfect. Not like people have not had some issues with this idea. It really is a case study for really any community-minded business of any size. Well, this summer, whenever someone posted an Instagram photo of their bare feet using the hashtag Without Shoes, Tom's would donate a pair of shoes to someone in need, no purchase necessary.
How about that?
To the tune of 296,000 pairs.
Wow.
Now, for SMBs, Tom's has literally demonstrated that you can be, have a special, social purpose in life and operate a successful
business.
And
people are drawn to that. Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. I'm Matheson.com, right?
Yes, correct. Thanks so much, and happy holidays, Tim. Yep.
The On-Demand Brand, that's his book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.